Stay tuned for more on Studio Classroom.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We're in the middle of taking the world's best train trips, and we have two more stops to go. The Eastern and Oriental Express travels between Bangkok and Singapore, two Asian cities with a lot of history and exciting futures. Three words to get familiar with are glimpse, as in fans waited outside the hotel for hours just to get a glimpse of the famous actor. The next word is skyline. For a great view of the Chicago skyline, take a boat ride on Lake Michigan. And finally, globe. As in the 1800s, ships traveled across the globe carrying people and goods. Now, please open your Studio Classroom magazine and make sure it's open to page 48, and then follow along as we read on line 11.
The world's best train trips. Southeast Asia, Eastern and Oriental Express. The luxurious Eastern and Oriental Express offers travelers glimpses of Southeast Asia's past and future. On the three-night journey from Bangkok to Singapore, the city's skyline changes into rice fields and water buffalo. Off-train excursions include a boat ride on the beautiful Kwai Yai River. Before arriving in modern Singapore, the train stops in Penang, Malaysia. There, passengers can explore colorful shops, elaborate temples, and colonial churches. Russia, Mongolia, and China. Trans-Siberian Railway. The Trans-Siberian Railway stretches across nearly 10,000 kilometers, roughly one-third of the globe.
Welcome, friends. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
Today we're on day three of our article, The World's Best Train Trips, and we've talked about places in Alaska, North America, we've talked about South Africa in Africa, also Norway in Europe, and today we're going to go to Asia. We're going to go to Southeast Asia and later to Russia and China, and we'll tell you about two more places and train rides that you can visit.
This article has really allowed us to travel all over the world learning about train trips. So let's start today by talking about Southeast Asia and the Eastern and Oriental Express. Now the word Oriental is one of our more information words, and when we talk about the Orient, we're talking about parts of Asia. So something that is Oriental is referring to different things of the culture of Asia. Now, you need to be careful not to use this term to describe people, but to describe things.
Right. Usually this adjective describes things from the Orient, from East Asia. And our article says that the luxurious Eastern and Oriental Express offers travelers glimpses of Southeast Asia's past and future. And that word glimpses is a very good one for us to know. That's one of our word bank words. What does glimpses mean?
A glimpse is a short look. Now, if you get a glimpse of a magazine or a book, that means that you just look at it very briefly. You don't see it very clearly or you don't know it too well. So you can see different glimpses or you can have little short looks about these places in Southeast Asia, about their past, and maybe what they might be like in the future.
And back to our text, it says, on the three-night journey from Bangkok to Singapore, the city's skyline changes into rice fields and water buffalo. So a skyline refers to the shape of the buildings of that city that you can see against the sky.
So at the beginning of this three-night journey, you start out in the city of Bangkok, where the skyline has a lot of buildings, and you move to the rice fields and where the skyline has no buildings and you just see rice fields and water buffalo. Right now, we're going to take a break and see what Grammar on the Go has to teach us.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Funny that our article's been about train trips, because I'm here in Frankfurt, Germany, just getting ready to hop on a train. Since I do have some extra time, why don't we go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip. Today's grammar tip is a little different. If you've been studying the article, you've probably noticed the following phrases. 500-mile route, 27-hour trip, 300-mile line, 7-hour journey, 3-night journey. Taking the first phrase, 500-mile route, as an example, it's just a simple way to say a route that is 500 miles long. But to shorten things, we've taken the 500 miles to describe the route. It's a 500-mile route. Now remember, when using a noun to describe another noun, and there's a number before the first noun, there are some rules. Rule number one, always connect the number to the first noun with a hyphen. In today's case, we have 500 hyphen mile. Rule number two, the first noun is usually in singular form. In today's case, we have 27-hour trip. We don't say 27 hours trip. Rule number three, the number is spelled out when it's smaller than 20. T-H-R-E-E hyphen night journey. Otherwise, write it out in number form. 27-hour trip. That's it for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Frankfurt. Now, am I on the right platform?
Thank you, Liz. So, off-train excursions or trips when you are not on the train include a boat ride on the beautiful Kwai Yai River. And also, before you get to Singapore, the train will stop in Penang, Malaysia.
And there, passengers can explore colorful shops, elaborate temples, and even colonial churches. Now, when we're talking about something that is colonial, Esther, what are we referring to?
Well, many of these countries used to be colonies of England, France, Spain. They belonged to these other countries, and these countries had a big influence on them, so many buildings were built during the 18th century, during this time. So colonial churches are churches that were built during this period of time, and they have the architecture of the countries that these Southeast countries used to belong to.
Well, this sounds like a very interesting experience, taking this train through Southeast Asia. If you're interested in learning more, we have a video to show you a little bit more about what the Eastern and Oriental Express is like.
We are now at our fifth and final of the best places to take a train trip in the world, Russia, Mongolia, and China. This train is called the Trans-Siberian Railway, and our text tells us that the Trans-Siberian Railway stretches across nearly 10,000 kilometers, or roughly one-third of the globe. And the globe is just the Earth. It's a circular shape. It's another word for the Earth. Let's take a break and go to the chat room, and we'll be back with more soon.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken. Beth is joining me here in the chat room today. Hi Beth.
Hi Ken. Hi everyone. We're back for the final day of our article on train trips. We just read that on the way from Bangkok to Singapore, travelers on the Eastern and Oriental Express see rice fields and water buffalo.
I have a question about that, Beth. Does this mean that the plural form of buffalo is buffalo, not buffaloes?
Well, it depends on the usage. Sometimes it's buffalo, sometimes it's buffaloes. As you know, English has both regular plural forms, made by adding s or es, and irregular plural forms.
And irregular plurals can be formed in different ways, right?
Yes. When making a plural form, we often change the spelling of the word completely.
Oh, I know. Like one mouse, two mice.
Right. This change has its roots in German. Another example like that is one goose, two geese. But there's another group of irregular plurals, the ones that use the same form in both the singular and the plural, like deer. Other examples are sheep, moose, and swine.
Right, we say one deer, two deer. So what's the reason for this?
Well, these nouns don't have the normal plural ending because historically they have been thought of as a group, not as countable individual animals. They are collective nouns. But some nouns have more than one plural form. Did you know that, Kent?
Yeah, like fish, right? If I'm talking about fish collectively, I'll use the unchanged plural. There are 12 fish in the aquarium. But if I'm talking about kinds of species of fish, I could say fishes. Like scientists believe more than 100 fishes live in these waters.
That's right. Sometimes if talking in scientific terms, we would use the regular plural for animal names like this. So, if I was discussing different kinds of buffalo species, I might use buffaloes. But if I'm talking about a group of buffalo, like in today's article, I would use the unchanged plural form, buffalo.
动物名称的单数与复数在英文是一大学问。 最基本的regular plural form 只要在单数的字尾上加上s或es就可以了。 但是有一些动物是采用irregular plural form 不规则的复数。好比说老鼠,一只老鼠是one mouse, 两只老鼠,两只以上是two mice, 一只鹅是one goose, 两只以上是two geese。 另外一种的复数呢,是用原本的单数来表示复数。 像羊,不管是一只羊或者一千只羊,都是one sheep或者1,000 sheep,不要加s。 最后还有一种就是今天课文中提到的buffalo,水牛。 它的复数还是buffalo,但是如果你要表示不同种类的水牛, 就要用buffaloes,后面加上es。
Well, that's all for today. See you next time.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. We're taking a train trip through Asia. We just moved out of Southeast Asia and moved further north. The Trans-Siberian Railway offers one of the longest train trips in the world. From one end to the other, it takes 6 days. Now let's glance at the adjective various for a moment. Various, as in, I spent the afternoon in the library looking at various magazines. Now let's see what we can see from the train as we roll down the Trans-Siberian Railway. We're now on page 49. Join us as we start on line 3.
The world's best train trips. The route from Moscow to Beijing via Mongolia, one of the most popular, takes 6 days. On the way, travelers pass by Lake Baikal, the world's deepest freshwater lake. In the Gobi Desert, passengers see camels and yurts, circular Mongolian tents. Various restaurant cars, Russian, Mongolian, and Chinese, are added to the train at different points in the journey. As these vacations prove, train rides aren't only about getting from place to place. They are a journey of discovery.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Trans-Siberian Railway, which spans across, which travels across almost one-third of the globe or of the entire Earth.
Yes, and this is called the Trans-Siberian train ride because it goes across the Siberia desert. Now, trans is a prefix you might see in many words. It means across. So, for example, maybe you know the word transportation. Transportation is the method of moving across a distance.
So let's find out exactly where the Trans-Siberian Railway travels. Our text tells us that the route from Moscow to Beijing via or through or by way of Mongolia is one of the most popular, and it takes 6 days. Now, this, I think, is the longest amount of time of any of these train trips that we've been talking about.
It definitely is the longest of these five, and it takes up the furthest distance as well. You know, 10,000 kilometers. That is a long way.
And you're going through the capital of Russia, Moscow, and the capital of China, Beijing, and you're going through the northern part of China, Mongolia. And if you look on your magazine and page 49 again, we have a map, a great picture to show you the different cities that you'll stop at if you go on this train ride.
And if you do choose to go on this exciting train adventure, you will see very many interesting things. Our text says that on the way, travelers pass by Lake Baikal, the world's deepest freshwater lake. I can't imagine how deep that must be.
And another place you'll pass by is the Gobi Desert. Now, this is a huge desert. It's very, very cold in the morning, the evening, but extremely hot during the daytime. And you can see camels and yurts. Now, Chip, can you tell us what yurts are?
Well, our article says that yurts are circular Mongolian tents. And a tent is a portable house, I guess, a portable place to stay, usually. But here in Mongolia, they might not be portable or movable, but maybe more permanent. And they're circular Mongolian tents.
So you can see these camels and these yurts, and you can enjoy it all from your train. So on the Trans-Siberian Railway, various restaurant cars, such as Russian, Mongolian, and Chinese, are added to the train at different points in the journey. So it sounds like you would have a variety of ethnic foods as you traveled on the Trans-Siberian Railway.
Yes, and in this sentence we see the word various, and that's one of our word bank words. And various means different types. So different types of food, Russian food, Mongolian food, and Chinese food, and these are added on different times during the train ride.
And we have looked at a variety, or we've looked at various train rides, and as these vacations prove, train rides aren't only about getting from place to place. They're not only about reaching your destination or getting to your final stop. They're actually a journey of discovery.
Now, I have to ask you, if you could go on any one of these five trips, which one would you go on?
I think I would immediately want to go on this Trans-Siberian train ride because it sounds very exotic. I want to eat some of that good Russian food and Mongolian food. How about you, Chip?
I don't know if I could decide. I think all of them sound really interesting. Probably the Alaskan one would be my favorite.
And I think I would like to go to Alaska, too. Now, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you learned a lot, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看 Oriental 这个形容词，注意它的名词是 Orient, O-R-I-E-N-T, 东方或东方国家，注意名词的字首的 O 要大写。那么形容词 Oriental 是指东方的，所以它和 Eastern, E-A-S-T-E-R-N 是不太一样的。Eastern 是指东方的或东部的，例如 Eastern Europe 是指东欧，而 Oriental 是指东方国家的或者是东方人特有的，例如 The store carries a large variety of Oriental spices. 这家店贩售各式各样的东方香料。接下来我们看的是 Skyline 这个名词。 sky 是指天空, line 是指线条, 所以 skyline 是指由建筑物形成的天际线。 例如, the skyline of Hong Kong is so beautiful and unique. 香港的天际线既漂亮又独特。 或者是 you can get a clear view of the city's skyline from the top of the hill. 从山丘上可以清楚地看到这个城市的天际线。之后我们看到的是 globe 这个名词。 globe 的前面加定冠词 the, the globe 是指地球或世界。例如, this band performed concerts all around the globe. 这个乐团在全球开演唱会。它的形容词是字尾去掉 e 再加上 al 变成 global, 意思是指全球的。例如, the recession has become a global economic problem and needs our immediate attention. 经济萧条已经是全球性的问题，需要我们立即的关注。And don't go away yet, stay tuned for more. The world's best train trips. Southeast Asia, Eastern and Oriental Express. The luxurious Eastern and Oriental Express offers travelers glimpses of Southeast Asia's past and future. On the three-night journey from Bangkok to Singapore, the city's skyline changes into rice fields and water buffalo. Off-train excursions include a boat ride on the beautiful Kwai Yai River. Before arriving in modern Singapore, the train stops in Penang, Malaysia. There, passengers can explore colorful shops, elaborate temples, and colonial churches. Russia, Mongolia, and China. Trans-Siberian Railway. The Trans-Siberian Railway stretches across nearly 10,000 kilometers, roughly one-third of the globe. The route from Moscow to Beijing via Mongolia, one of the most popular, takes 6 days. On the way, travelers pass by Lake Baikal, the world's deepest freshwater lake. In the Gobi Desert, passengers see camels and yurts, circular Mongolian tents. Various restaurant cars, Russian, Mongolian, and Chinese, are added to the train at different points in the journey. As these vacations prove, train rides aren't only about getting from place to place. They are a journey of discovery.
Friends, if you have or ever plan to take one of these special train trips, write us here at Studio Classroom and tell us about it. We'd love to hear about those trips. Now, March is coming to a close, but we have one more lesson titled Globalization. That's a big word, but it's important that everyone knows what it means. So until that time, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope that you have a splendid day. Bye-bye, everyone.
本节目由吉林省空中英语教室杂志社提供，也可登录相关网站收听当日广播教学节目。本节目配套杂志播讲 MP3 在全国各大书店有售，并可在当地邮局订阅。
Alright, that's all for today's program. With this, we'll wrap up today's English Evening right on China Business Radio with me, Dong Ning. And thank you very much for listening. See you next time.
A new day has come. A new day has come. Thank you.
播全球资讯，提供理财服务，讲述财富传奇。中央人民广播电台经济之声。
China Business Radio, Your Radio。
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。